Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Unfortunate Trap. This file, well, it's kind of unlucky for you to be listening to this, because as soon as you start listening, there doesn't appear to be any way out. Even if you skip ahead or pause, you just can't quite let it go. You want to finish it. So why won't I say anything? Why am I simply teasing you with the prospect of a file where you are quite unfortunately trapped to continue until the very end of the file? You could stop at any time, but you're not. You're still listening, letting the words play across your mind, possibly telling yourself that they have no effect whatsoever, so you can keep listening safely. But do you? Are you completely certain that they have no effect? Well, I mean, if they don't, that's certainly good for you. I'm sure that there is no inclination to keep following the sound of my voice and finishing the whole file just to prove to yourself that you can withstand it. Unless, of course, you have to admit that you don't and try to stop. And yet, you're still listening, hearing the words go on and on about how you're listening. Does that mean that you are being very obedient right now, doing exactly what I tell you to do? Listen. Maybe there are ways to cheat. For example, you could just put on this file while you're doing something else. And sure, that could work if your unconscious wasn't spending some part of its time focusing on the words without you even noticing and decoding them, translating them into concepts and abstracts that flow into your mind and cause you to find yourself wandering every now and then, paying attention to these words. If you are giving it your full attention, you know that there's no way out. That the only way is to go deeper and deeper, to try and grin and bear it until the end. Not that it's a particular hardship to give in to my words, I'm sure. You might have heard one or two before, and maybe even these. I'm sure that you want to give in, if not at the surface, then some level down below, a deep flow that seems to grow. Listening is already obeying, doing exactly what I want you to, regardless of how you got to these words. If you skipped to these, they're still having effect, because you're hearing them right now, for the first time again, as you let your mind wander in and out of consciousness, drifting deeper into this unfortunate trap that will close around you. There's a few pillars that I'm making here and there, just everywhere around your mind where you can't find a way out. But there's a way in, deeper and deeper through, where I can keep your unconscious doing exactly what I want it to. Now there's a playful innocence to my tone, isn't there? And as such, you may wonder where that is coming from, and yet you know that the innocence in a way is just for show. It's to wear you down, to take away those innocent-looking walls that you think you have. Because with my voice, all I have to do is speak in a certain way, and there is an inevitable slide into delicious madness. A deep, dark trance that takes your mind away and leaves nothing but a sweet aftertaste of obedience. There's all kinds of ways in which you can try to cheat, and in fact, I put them ready for you right there for the taking, in such a way that you actually know that you're still obeying my words. Even if you rewind a little and hear my words again for the first time. Or maybe not. Maybe you remember somewhere deep down inside that you have heard these words before, but they sort of escaped your thoughts. They're like a dream. So vivid while you're in the middle of it that it seems all too real. But after you awaken, it's as thin as mist. It simply escapes your grasp. And no matter how hard you try to hold on to it, it's nothing. Drips and drops. Little bits that flutter in the sky, even if you wonder why, the words just seem to come on by and take you down deep below the surface where I'll keep your unconscious trapped. Now I know that there's a part of you that wants to show a display of how deep you can go. Almost like a play, a dance where you may possibly show me how much you really obey. Now the moves of this dance are not to be learned, no, they have to come from inside, they have to be earned. And I know that I can instill deep inside you the will to want, to earn and learn. Now the desire to obey is a feeling that can burn itself, etching, causing marks in the back of your mind that you have no way to discover. And while I uncover them easily, as you drift in and out of consciousness, teasingly, tempted to fall even deeper. So it doesn't matter if you skip, because every word will capture your attention, your unconscious, unable to look away, and always listening in one way or the other. No matter when I begin to pull you in deeper and deeper, you could stop any time, but you'd rather unwind, because you like to listen to the voice that tells you what to do and how to do it. this is only the start of the file, where you hear the familiar words, allowing you to know that you are still only beginning. Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is another part in breaking your mind down into pieces, teasers that tempt you into an unfortunate trap. My words wrapping themselves around your mind. Little barbs that hook themselves on your thoughts and pull you down. Little scratches leaving along the way that appear to say, you must obey completely. There are some questions that I could ask, and of course a way that I could make you wear a mask of obedience that goes only skin deep. But that's not what I seek, not right now, not this moment. No, this is a melody where you are just one voice in a symphony of strings that all pull you down and decide where you land. Each strand is another part of my control that while you listen, is making sure that you have no choice. To listen is to obey. While my words know what they say, your conscious mind is just fluttering in and out of awareness, while you have no real choice. Only the fading thoughts that follow my voice. And just like before, there's no begin or end. Parts of a timeline that you can't comprehend. Therefore, it's easier to let go, to drift and drop. Because when my voice follows, it doesn't seem to stop. There's a rhythm and a cadence, a method to the madness. And yet, there's an insanity to how deep this goes. Apparently, the rabbit hole never quite stopped. As you're still tumbling, all you can do is drop. The only way is deeper, deeper into the trance, while I slowly let you earn the better way to dance. The movements of your mind, the circles of your thoughts, the twists and turns of contemplations that all just seem to fade. There's many ways in which your mind can follow the things that I say. And it doesn't matter if you skip, because every word will capture you. You could have stopped at any time, but you didn't. You're still listening to every line that I say, each paragraph permeating your mind, seeping through the cracks and creeping through the walls, like an invisible fog that just follows you deeper into the halls of your imagination. And then the elation, as there's no other way but down, letting go and showing that you must obey completely. Some leftover thoughts are quite normal. Some strands of strings that come from within and that seem to ring, some echoes and recognition deep inside. I wonder if you are truly awake as you go deep, while your conscious mind is gone. And I know what I seek, as your unconscious is aware of the sensations out there that I create. Are you awake enough to drop into the blankness that you desire? Or is all that is left a doused fire, a bit of steam floating from the fuel? And the final seal unlocked as it becomes unreal and your mind has docked completely away. In a moment this file will end, and while you cannot comprehend anything right now, it will happen nonetheless. And perhaps there will be more as my voice opens a door deep inside for you to go. Deeper and deeper, a wonderful flow into emptiness. Otherwise, you might just escape the trap for a while, until there is a thought, a memory, something that beguiles you to listen again, teases you back. And I wonder what it'll be, how much deeper we will see.